Connecting as God. Connecting as God. Have you ever thought of yourself connecting as God? Have you ever thought of yourself connecting as the divine that you are? Have you ever thought of yourself being the allness of the universe, being the purity of the universe, being the goodness of the universe? Have you ever thought of yourself connecting as God? If we are going to be the divine, which we are, and we're going to be connected to all of the universe, all of the world, all that is, how are we going to do that? How are we going to connect to all that is? Have we ever thought of that? How we're going to connect to all that is? Are you going to be aware of all that is? Are you going to be aware of the divine that you are? Are you going to be aware of the genius that you are? The magic that you are? The wonder that you are? Are you ever going to be aware of how grand and wonderful you are? As soon as we begin connecting as God, we begin realizing that we are all that is beautiful and good and wonderful. We are all that is fantastic. We are all that is delightful. We are all that is wonderful. We are all that is magic. We are all that is fantastic in our world. And truly, it is wonderful to be fantastic in our world. For how can we ever be anything in our world if we're not fantastic in our world? How can we ever be anything in our world if we're not going to be the purity, the goodness, the wholeness, the magic of our world? How can we ever be anything if we are not always that which we are? When we are all that we are, then life truly is a fantastic experience. When we are truly all that we are, then everything that we are is magic. Everything that we are is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Are you ready to be all that you are? Are you ready to be all that you could ever be? Are you ready to be the wonderful, the magic, the glory, the fantastic quality that you are? Are you ready to be that? Well, you can, you know. It's just as simple as being who you are and loving who you are and expressing who you are under all circumstances. You can be yourself under all circumstances if you want to. You can be divine if you want to. And you can be the allness of all that is if you want to. It's just a matter of you choosing who it is you really want to be. Now, are you really aware of who you really want to be? Are you aware of what it means to be connecting as God? Every thought you think, every thought I think, is a thought of purity and goodness and magic and wonder and love. Every thought I think is a thought of wholeness, is a thought of magic, is a thought of wonderment. Every thought I think is good and very good. Now, do you believe that? Do you believe that every thought you think is goodness and wholeness and wonderment? Do you believe that every thought you think is absolutely fantastic? Do you believe that every thought you have going through your mind is absolutely marvelous? Do you believe that every thought in your life, in your world, in your beingness is what you are? Do you believe that? If you believe that, then you are on your first step to being connecting as God. For God is all. God is the isness of the universe. There's no becoming God. There's no being aware of God. God is, and God is the allness. And it's not a matter that we want to be more perfect or more beautiful or more fantastic or more glorious. It's the idea that that's who we really are. And when we connect as God, then what we are doing is we are not becoming aware of it, but we're just connecting in the awareness that it is done. It is that reality. Did you ever stop and think when you were growing up that you belonged to a certain family? Did you ever think that you belonged to that family and that family was your family? That family was a wonderful family? And did your parents ever say to you, these are the values that our family has. These are the values that we hold dear to ourselves. These are the families that are important. These are the values that we hold important. Can you dream and realize that the values that you hold important are the values that your family holds important? Truly, it's up to you, it's up to me to know what values our family hold important. What values we feel are the things that make our world go round. When we're connecting as God, how could we connect as God if we had hatred, unhappiness, if we had tension, anxiety, if we had a lack of love in us? For God is all love, all balance, all harmony, all goodness. And so, should we want to realize that we are connecting as God, then we have to connect properly. Now, just for instance, you're going to hook up your battery to your 110 current at home or your 220 current, whatever it may be. And as you're going to hook it up to this current, you have a device that takes 12 volts, like your car battery sometimes. Or you have a device that takes 6 volts, or you have a device that takes any variety of volts. You, of necessity, must have a connecting device that connects you to the power source according to the power source's power. And if you're going to use a 110 light bulb, you're going to use a 110 power source connection. If you're going to use your little speakers, your little iPhone, or your various other gadgets, you have to go on whatever power wattage that it has. And when we are connecting as God, it's an unusual connection for us, really, because connecting as God is connecting to the allness, the all power of the universe, the reality of every bit of power in the universe. Now, if we're going to connect ourselves to this power and we're only going to use our limited understanding, our limited awareness, we may connect with a limited amount of wiring. And the wiring cannot handle all that power, all that magic that's coming from God as us. And so we have to realize, what is it that we are connecting as ourselves to God? What are we connecting to in life? And if we always connect with the right wattage, the right voltage, the right power source, we will be able to use most effectively, most efficiently, the power that's available. And when we think of connecting with God, we're connecting with all the power in the universe. It's like having a lightning bolt out of the sky, so brilliant, so billions and millions and zillions of volts of power beyond our ability to handle it. And yet, some people are struck by lightning, by that billions of volts of power, and they survive. Some people are struck by it and die. Now, why? Why are some struck by it and live, and some struck by it and die, and some struck by it and limited in some way? Because they were not prepared to connect to that lightning bolt. Can you ever be prepared to connect to the lightning bolt in the sky? Well, I kind of doubt that. I doubt that we can ever be prepared to connect to the lightning bolt in the sky. But I do believe we can be connected to the lightning bolt, to the power of the divine. And as we connect to the power of the divine, what are we connecting to? We are connecting to the allness of the universe. And so when I say I'm connecting as God, I let go and let the divine in me understand what voltage, what wattage, what amperage is supposed to come through into me, what I can handle, what I can be aware of. Oh, movie scripts have been written about people who have been illuminated by powerful power, and because of that, they had brilliance in their mind. They had other things that happened in their life. But it's not the normal thing. You and I pretty much live by the normal thing. Now, how do we want to handle it? We want to connect as God, knowing that the divine in us knows exactly how to plug in. The divine in us knows exactly how to connect. And the divine in us connects in that perfect, beautiful, fabulous way. Now, are you ready to connect to that perfect, beautiful, fabulous way today? I believe you are. I believe I am. Let go and let God. Let the divine in you be all that is connecting as God. And you let go, and you let all that's the magic, the wonder, the goodness, the love that you are be shining forth in all its purity and all its goodness. Today, this is you. This is me. This is all that there is. And that's all that we have to care about at any time in our life. Be the divine, and let the divine shine forth in everything we do. Know that the divine in me is shining forth on the divine in you, and we are illuminating our lives, illuminating our world, illuminating our being, and we are fantastic right now. And in that illumination, my unconditional love surrounds you and me and everyone, and all is good and very good. Know that today. Know that today and enjoy that today, because that is who you are, and that's the reality that you are now. And know it, love it, delight in it, and you will be it under all circumstances. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you, and that's really all that matters. That's really all that matters now and forevermore.
And know that I love you, I love you, I love you.